This time of year offers a lot of opportunities to change your diet. Glenn McNeil from Fort Hays State University talks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. I'm glad we got to talk. We've got something really cool, topical for this time of year that we want to hit on today, and that's fresh vegetables.
Yeah, this is a great time of year. Gardens are beginning to produce. We're starting to see the more in the farmers markets. We're starting to see the little local purveyors who come up and set up their, you know, their tents and their trailers and sell melons and things like that. And plus the produce yields in the grocery stores right now are good, and the quality is very good. So what we want to talk about a little bit today is the benefits and how we can add some of these things to our diet, what we can do with some of these things. And fresh produce is very, very good, very delicious. It takes a little bit of skill on an individual's part to be able to pick the best and the best quality. And we're really not going to go into that today, because I just sort of pick it up and buy it and use it from that. When we look at the consumption of fresh produce in society today, somewhere around 1% of adults and 2% of the children throughout the United States eat the recommended number of fruits and vegetables that we should have each day.
Wow.
So we just, and it's always been low, right? It just has, with all the convenience items and the processed items and the way we live today, it's just easier to grab something that's prepackaged and go, you know, run from there, or use a canned or a frozen product. With the COVID that's going on, we have a good supply of vegetables, but the biggest thing about the COVID is we have time at home to do the preparation in using these products. And you know, it's a good policy, if you can, to include a serving of fresh fruits or fresh vegetables at every meal. We say both, because most of the time we talk about fruits in the morning, or maybe using a mixed bowl of fruit or something of that nature for a dessert or a salad for lunch and dinner. But we don't often eat vegetables, say, in the morning. It's not that we can't or we shouldn't. It's just that kind of the way our meal plans are set up that we don't. So the more you as the preparer, you as the shopper, purchase and then use these things in a variety of ways, the more likely your family and you yourself are to eat them and to enjoy the freshness that comes along with them. So encouraging people to cut up fresh vegetables or to make a fresh salad as an accompaniment to a meal really tends to bring in different types of nutrients. And I'll run through some of those in a little bit to what a person can add to their diet. So there's plenty around today. Give yourself, give your family a choice. Go to the grocery store, go to the farmer's market, pick out some vegetables and even some fruits that maybe you haven't heard of or maybe you've never used. You know, maybe you see spaghetti squash. Okay, what is spaghetti squash? Well, it is a squash product similar to other types of squash, except when you cook it, it strings like spaghetti. So it could be an interesting thing to fix for your family for an evening. And actually, spaghetti squash is very easy. You take it, you wash it, you can either cook them whole, or what we tend to do is slice them in half, cover them with aluminum foil, put them in the oven, and bake them. And when they reach a degree of doneness that we like, take them out, and use a fork to scrape them out, and it comes out and it looks just like spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can use it like spaghetti. We've made spaghetti squash, peeled it, plated it, and then had spaghetti sauce and a variety of toppings to put on it. And it has a sweet taste to it. So it's something that people could use in that manner and introduce them to something different. You know, we don't eat a lot of fresh beets, but we could pick and prepare beets. And, you know, there's the old standards of carrots and celery and all the different types of things that you can do with them. Now, if you're going to do this type of cooking or preparation, make a list before you go shopping. Okay, plan ahead so that get a cookbook out or get on the internet, type in something and find a recipe and then go buy the product. instead of buying the product and then finding a recipe. That gives you a little bit of head ups on what you're going to be doing and other things that you might need. So, you know, plan ahead. And then when you get to the store, buy what you've planned, and then always buy one that you're not sure what it is. And eventually you work your way through things. You know, fresh fruits, raw vegetables kept in the refrigerator. Many fresh fruits can be kept on the counter, make great snacks. Okay, and since we're around the house, these are healthy snacks. Grab an apple, an orange, a tangerine, or a banana. You know, as examples, pears that you can snack on a regular basis. And you can keep cut celery, cut cucumbers, baby carrots that, you know, you buy. Now, even though they come washed, it's a good idea to wash them anyway. You can keep them in a bowl in the refrigerator and just a mix that we can dig into and eat. Now, because of everything that is going on in society, you probably want to keep some sort of spoon or ladle in the dish instead of just reaching in and grabbing these things. And then we look at this process that we have always talked about a number of times on this show, and that's modeling. Okay, you as a parent need to model to your children. So if you eat fresh fruits and vegetables, if you snack on vegetables, if you eat your vegetables, even unknown vegetables, at the meal table, okay, and just encourage the kids to try them and don't force them, what we tend to do is that kids will develop healthy habits and a liking for those particular vegetables. There are some easy things to do. If, you know, you can go to the store and you can pick up a yellow squash, you can pick up some zucchini, and then you can pick up a vegetable that you're not really that familiar with. Take them home, wash them, always wash them first. Even if you're going to peel them, it's a good idea to wash them before you start. I usually just cut the stem ends off and then slice them up or chop them into small pieces. My favorite tool for cooking fresh vegetables is the wok, and then I can just toss them a mix of fresh vegetables in the wok. If I have some leftover meat, it can go in there, or I can just do a great mix of three or four different kinds of squash, some carrots. Most people don't think of radishes, but chop up a few radishes and put them in there. Chop up a red onion and a white onion and toss it in there. Add a little bit of water or some white wine, depending upon your taste, and then bring that temperature to a boil with the lid on. Keep it there for 5 minutes or so until the largest pieces of squash get soft to touch with a fork, and then sprinkle a little bit of seasoning on it as you get done. A five spice seasoning, a Chinese seasoning, or, you know, a little bit of dry mustard, or really to me what makes a good seasoning on vegetables cooked like that is Mrs. Dash's. One of those herbal mixes that are low in sodium. So you fix all that in one pan, and in the meantime, you got another pan on the side of the stove, and you put some pasta in it, maybe spaghetti or something you might want to use, or even ramen noodles. You could cook them in the pot on the side. You drain it off. You plate the noodles, and then you just put a pile of this vegetable on it. You have a meatless meal if you didn't add meat to it, or you have a meal with a protein or a meat side to it. So there's a lot of things you can do that add bright color, okay, by using, you know, broccoli, cauliflower, fresh spinach, kale. You could use, there's all sorts of types of green peppers out there I would say green peppers, but we've got green and yellow and red and many different varieties of peppers that you could use. Varieties of cabbages. I mean, the list sort of goes on as to what you can do with these products. And they actually do, if you prepare them and don't eat them all, put them in a Tupperware container and eat them the next day. They make great leftovers for snacks. You know, and so there's a lot you can do with them. Using fresh fruits and fresh vegetables gives us vitamin A, which is good for our skin. Okay, helps to protect us from infections that are out there. Many vegetables and fruits both provide us with vitamin C. We tend to think of vitamin C being in oranges most of the time, but anything that's got that orange color to it or a bright green color, green peppers, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, those are all good sources of vitamin C too. So, you know, we go through these, and you can go on and list. There's calcium, and fiber, which is good for digestion, folate, iron, magnesium. Potassium is in a lot of vegetables, bananas, beans, you know, broccoli, potatoes, sweet potatoes. Even tomatoes are good sources of potassium. A lot of times people only think of bananas, but the vegetables can bring this in too. So you have a chance now. Go out, get something that's brightly colored, take it home, fix it. You can bake it, you can steam it, you can microwave it. There's all sorts of ways that you can fix vegetables today. The internet makes it easy if you just want to go buy something and have an idea. You don't. It's not the idea that you have to boil every vegetable these days. Okay, it's fixing them in different ways that add variety, taste, texture, and color to your meal, and then all of those things improve your nutritional intake. So, you know, give it a try. That's my suggestion this time of year. Give it a try.
I concur. I just want to throw this out here because just by happenstance, my wife has been on this kick recently of doing exactly what you're talking about here and trying some meatless meals and doing some just veggie options. Last night she cooked a veggie lasagna with eggplant and I don't even know what all was in it. She cooked it. It was delicious and yeah. Wouldn't even have expected it to be good, but it was, I would put it above any regular style lasagna I've ever had in my life. And without trying it, I wouldn't have never known.
Yeah. And the big point with that adds a lot of the texture to that is what you substitute for the meat, and that's the eggplant. Most people eat fried eggplant, but there's lots you can do, you know, with eggplant from that product. But yeah, I mean, that's great to do things like that. And you know, overall health, maybe that one meatless meal or change. It doesn't have to be beef. It can be fish or chicken or, you know, it can be seafood. Those different types of things, they can add in small amounts. They don't have to be big servings, can add a little bit of different taste or texture to the vegetable dish that you're preparing. But vegetables aren't just vegetables anymore. They can be part of the, you know, the main entree of a meal.
Absolutely.
Well, that's the healthy side of using all of, you know, that process. Now, I'm not saying they're not healthy, but today is National Corn Fritter Day.
Mm.
So, you know, we can always add a little bit of this. And a corn fritter is a fried dough cake, all right? You can pan fry them. You can grill fry them. Most of what we see around here are fixed the way hush puppies are, okay, similar to hush puppies. But it contains basically, they used to be simply made of corn flour. You know, this is a corn fritter. Really interesting is a Native American dish. That's pretty much where they got started. Whether you use all corn flour to make them, or what most people use today is a little bit of white flour, some cornmeal, and then they add some corn to it, and then they fry it, and they have this corn fritter. But if you travel, you'll find all sorts of varieties of these around the world. I know traveling down to see my son in Louisiana, they have all sorts of different types of corn fritters. Most of them are very sweet, okay? So you can make sweet, you can make dry, you can make those for dipping. So just, and then again, that's using a vegetable, that's using corn, okay? Just in a little different state. So there's lots of things we can do to improve what we add to our diet.